Spring came a bit early this year, and consequently, maple syrup producers around the county were forced to scramble into action.
Yeah, we you know, it caught us really early. We normally are just getting ready right now, and so it was hard to get ready in time. We were kind of behind the ball for a while.
Everything has been different. There has been absolutely nothing to normality this year. We are at least 4 weeks ahead. I keep pretty meticulous records, and I have never had syrup on a major production this early.
Melinda and Mark Spindler live in the Maple Hill area of Cook County, which, if you're not familiar with the area, it's the ridgetop neighborhood above Grand Marais. Their land is nestled amongst beautiful maple trees, which they've been tapping for the last 20 years. So, Melinda, why do you do this?
It's an addiction. It's pure and simple. And I love being part of nature waking up. It's just a fun time to be in the woods.
Today, Mark and Melinda are running their evaporator. It's a big machine that boils the sap they've been collecting from their sugar bush until it cooks into a lovely, light-colored maple syrup. It's a sight to see. Seriously, it looks like a big steam engine. It's huge.
This evaporator is rated to cook off 220 gallons of water an hour. And it takes approximately, depending on the sugar content, but we can just say on average 40 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of syrup. So once it gets into its steady production, it's cooking off, it's dumping syrup quickly.
The evaporator is heated with wood, which means every 8 to 10 minutes, Mark opens the big cast iron doors and tosses in another load of wood. Today they're cooking off about 1,400 gallons of syrup, so that means they'll be busy for the next 8 to 12 hours, depending on how things go.
The sound of the syrup boiling away.
This is a very efficient evaporator, and you, even though it's 4 foot by 12 foot of sap, we only run the sap at an inch and a half deep. The shallow, we want it to boil as fast as we can. You get a nice lighter grade of syrup, a little better tasting syrup.
So when it's darker, how does it taste different from when it's lighter?
It's a stronger maple flavor. One way to describe it is more robust, kind of maybe more of a little bite to it. That makes us, when it's darker and stronger, that's kind of one way to describe it. And a lot of consumers like that because they're more used to table syrup from the grocery store, and it's closer to that flavor that they're used to. So that's why a lot of consumers like the darker stuff.
There's a lot of science behind the making of this sweet and tasty product.
You know, without the freeze-thaw, I mean, this is the educational thing, is sap runs due to a barometric change, meaning the weather freezing at night and thawing above freezing in the daytime is what creates the pressure change within the tree, without of the tree, that makes it want to spurt. So if you're walking along and you break off a branch in the springtime, be it a maple if it's early in the season, May if it's a birch, it's the sap bursts out of that area because there's so much pressure built up in the tree due to that freeze-thaw happening that it's trying to find equilibrium.
With the unusually warm temps and the lack of nighttime freezes, Mark and Melinda are a little nervous about how the season's going to go this year.
This is the highest latitude on the North American continent that maple syrup is made commercially. We are higher in latitude than Cape Breton, which is the highest latitude in Canada where maple syrup is made. And we have run before the rest of the state. So usually the weather heats things up as it goes north, so the rest of the state is making syrup and we're twiddling our thumbs going, oh, is it running in Duluth yet? Is it running into Harbors? And Cook County has run before anybody else. It has been warmer here. Well, I heard Ann this morning on the radio saying that we set a state record of being warmer than the rest of the state. That's what's happening. It's just odd. It's affecting the maples.
Mark and Melinda run one of the smaller commercial operations in Cook County. They don't sell their syrup at the grocery stores or in gift shops. Instead, they sell direct to individuals and families in larger amounts.
But I like families. I like knowing where my syrup goes to. I like being able to barter wild rice for maple syrup. I think it's just a personal choice. I like to sell it straight to the people.
So, Mark, how much does this contribute to the living you're able to make?
It's not a very big part, but it's a part we enjoy quite a lot because of the outside work. And I always say, what else do you do when the snow is too soft to go skiing and it's not dried up and warm enough to, you know, other outdoor activities? So it's a good thing to do this time of year.
The snow is virtually gone from the woods. The warmth of our early spring has melted all but a few of the more stubborn patches out in the Spindler's sugar bush. Although most of the Spindler's taps run directly into lines that empty into holding tanks, they still do some sap collecting the old-fashioned way.
We tap at a slight uphill angle. There it's coming. The sap is running.
Just pounding in the spile, or the tap, some people call it both.
And the taps ring out across the woods in quiet symphony. For WTIP, North Shore Community Radio, I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.